We have Masechet Kedushin. First Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknes B'Shloisha Drachim. Anisha, your wife, is Niknes, is acquired by the husband in three ways. Niknes means she becomes Kona, she is owned by her husband in three ways. V'Koynes Atzma B'Shtei Drachim. And later, when she becomes freed from her husband, the way she acquires herself back again, that's in two Drachim. How is this? Niknes, how do we have the Kenyan Kedushin? How does she first get married? Bekesev, Bishtar, Ubabia. The husband could do it with either one of these three ways. Either he gives a kesef, like we do, the maestro, we give a tabas, we give a ring, and we say a reyam gadeshli, but tabazu. So that's called bekesef. Like we'll soon see, it doesn't have to be money itself. It could also be shava kesef. Bishtar, what did you mekadesh by the shtar, by a piece of paper? We do write down in the shtar, hareyam gadeshli, and you give it to your wife, there's a Kenyan shtar. Ubebiya, there's also a Kenyan biya. When the husband lives with his wife, l'shem kedushin, that's also a Kenyan of kedushin. These are the three Kenyanim. Now, the Mishnah explains, bekesef. That's how we have the first Kenyan, bekesef. You do it with money, you give her money. So, beshamayyama says, how much money do you have to give her? The dinar or the shabbat dinar. You have to either give her a dinar, which shows a silver coin, or else a shabbat dinar. You give her the value of the coin. In other words, you don't have to give her money directly, the coin itself. You could also give her shava kesef, you could give her. Or Beis Hillel says, Bepruta over shava pruta. You have to at least give her, Beis Hillel here is mekel, but she says even a smaller amount. A pruta, Rashi says, that's a coin made out of nechashish, a kappa coin, which is way less expensive than a dinar. I think they even say it comes out to mamash be one of 192 of it. In other words, there's 192 prutas in a dinner. So that's how much more mekel basil is. It says all you have to give is just a pruta or the shava pruta. Again, you don't have to give her the actual coin, this copper coin, a pruta. You can give her the value of a pruta. The value is also good. And the mushroom, we're mekadosh with a ring. A ring is also not kesef directly. It's not the money itself. It's only shava kesef, that it's at least worth a pruta. Now the Mishnah explains the kamehi pruta. How much is the pruta? And Toya speaks out that we don't explain how much a dinar is. It could be because everybody knew what a dinar was. That was a silver coin, and everybody knew what it was. But a pruta wasn't yidua, not everybody knew about it. It was a machlokes. Later on, we'll see exactly what a pruta is. Therefore, the Mishnah explains, how much is a pruta? It's echad mishmeina, 1/8, the iser ha'italki. 1/8 of this coin called iser that's used in the city of Talki. It was a silver coin. Sound that was the smallest silver coin they had. So this small silver coin was worth 8 prutas. So if you want to know what a pruta is worth, a pruta is worth 1/8 of this coin, the iser, which was used in the city of Talki. So these are the three ways that a man could be mekadesh his wife. A man could be koina, make a kinyan in his wife. Now, v'koina satzma, at the end, she could acquire herself back. She again could become freed by two ways. The get, either the husband gives her a get, or also the misa sabal. When the husband dies, she also becomes freed that she could remarry to anybody. Providing there were children, or else providing there's no brother alive. Now, Hayivama, let's say in a case when the husband dies and they have no children and there's a brother alive, then there's a mitzvah yibum. Then these brothers now have the mitzvah to make yibum. So Hayivama niknes bebiya. What's the kinyan of yibum when the husband dies and there's a brother alive now? Only through biya. There's no kinyan by kesef or by shtar, only by biya. Midiraisa, how is the yavam? Koin his yavama, we're living with her. They make the biya, that makes it kishta l'chodover, now the way your brother's wife becomes your wife completely. The koine satsma, let's say the brother that's alive now does not want to marry the yavama, but he rather wants to free her. So how does she become freed? The chalitza. Either they make chalitza now, which we know they take off the shoe, and she spits in front of him, they make the maitza chalitza. Or also the mitzas hayavam. If the yavam dies, so also she's freed. In other words, when a husband died, really the kinyan went off. Just we say there's zika left, that as long as there are some brothers alive of the husband, so then the brothers have the zikah, she's a little bit attached to them, that the lady is also to get married to anybody else, until either he makes yibum or else he gives a chalitza. That's only providing the brother is alive. When the brother dies, so then she becomes freed automatically. Now how many brothers die? It means all the brothers. If there's only one brother alive, so when this one dies, she becomes freed. If there are two or three brothers alive, they have to all of them die. Because if one dies, it doesn't make a difference. The other two that are alive, the zikr is to them. So that's what we say, v'mitzas hayav, means that there are no more brothers alive. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi says, v'isha niknis labayla. Anisha becomes kani to a husband. Now as Rashi wants to explain, like, don't think v'isha niknis becomes kaino. Let's say for Amma of Riyo, or for Shivcha, that there are also ways you acquire a Shivcha. So Rashi says, that's not what we're talking about over here. Here our Mesech is talking about how a wife is kinder to a husband. How is Labayla, how is the husband kinder his wife? So Mishnah says in three ways. So Rashi says in the first, we also, why we say Lashon Shalosh with Lashon Akeva. The Gemara will explain this. Then Rashi says, the kinder satsma, liyos brishusa, lihinosa liyacher. What it means that she's kinder herself, it means she comes back into her own rishus, that she can get married to anybody. In other words, this kinyan that we're talking about now, Mishnah, that a husband is kind to his wife, he doesn't really own her like you say you own a car or you own a house. When you own something, your mamish owns the whole thing. Mashenkin, your wife, you don't own her completely. There's no, only by maybe a shivcha kenanis, you could own the shivcha completely. But your wife, you don't own her completely. It's called the kinyan of an ishus. You're kind to an isha here, which means that she becomes usher to the whole world, she can't marry anybody else. Mashenka, when she's kinder herself back, like Rashi says, Bishusa linos liyacher. Now when she receives a get or the husband dies, she could remarry to anybody she wants. That's called she gets her reshus, she gets her rights back. Now this kinyan is v'kesef uvishtar. So the Rashi says, v'mefarsh b'braisa b'gemara, noisin l'kesef, that the husband has to give his wife now kesef, oisha v'kesef, the Yoimelon, he has to say to her when he gives her over the money, Harayat Mekadeshes Li, that you are Mekadeshes Li to me. You have to speak out the word Li, because otherwise Harayat Mekadeshes maybe it means to somebody else. You can make a Shliach. So maybe the Shliach is marrying her now for somebody else. So therefore the person that's giving her the money has to speak up and say, Harayat Mekadeshes Li, you're becoming my wife. The Rashi does not say, but Tabazu or Bekesav Zu. Rashi owes you would not have to speak out and say, Harei HaMekadesh Shli Bekesav Zu. Even though the Maisa, our minig is that we do. Our minig is when we give a ring, you say, Harei HaMekadesh Shli Betabazu. You speak out Betabazu. But Rashi, Mash Meshitish, you would not have to speak it out. Shtar, Rashi says, Kosev Lo, you write down Alani on a piece of paper, Afopi Shein Shavapruta. The Chiddush of Shtar is even though the piece of paper is not worth a Shavapruta. So you're not giving her Kesef. Like if the Shtar is worth something, so then the Kenyan doesn't have to go through the term of Shtar. It could go that you're giving her something that's worth money. That's like Kesef. So therefore Rashi explains what's the extra Chiddush of a Shtar, even though the piece of paper is not worth a penny. It's not worth a pruta. Still, you could have a Kenyan Shtar. And you write inside it, Harayat Mekadeshesli. That's what you have to write inside the shtar. So Rashi is mash Muslim, when you give over the shtar, you would not have to speak out. The husband does not have to speak out. Now also, Harei HaMekadesh is Li. It's enough the fact you give her over the shtar. Since in the shtar itself it says clearly, it's written the Harei HaMekadesh is Li, that's enough. Like we know clearly, you want to marry her. Bia, what's the Kenyan? Bia, Bole, the man now lives with his wife. The Yomer, he has to speak out now. His kach shali bebiyazu. Here Rashi does say bebiyazu. Mashma by bia, he has to speak out the Rayam Gadeshly bebiyazu with his bia. Otherwise, maybe it's time to be a Maisa's nus, so we don't know it's a Maisa Kinyan. So he has to speak it out clearly. He wants to marry her with his bia. And all these things learn out in the Gemara exactly how we know it. Let's see the Gemara now. Ha'isha Niknes. Mishnah says, Isha Niknes, Isha's Kona means a husband, Isha is acquired by a husband in one of these three ways. So Mara says, Maishino, how come? Maishino. Maishino, Hakadatani Isha, how come over here it says, so Isha Niknes. It talks about Lashon of a Kinyan, Isha Niknes, the Lashon of a Kinyan. Or Maishino, Hosam, how come in the second parak of this Masechta, the Tani over there we learned, Hoish Mekadish. says over there that a man could be Mekadosh's wife, him or a shliach. So first of all, the question is, how come over here we say a lashon of nikness, lashon of kinyan, and over there we say a lashon of Mekadosh, of kedushin? So Gemara says, mishum de kaboyi lemisne kesef. Because now Mishnah, we want to talk about kesef. That's one of the three ways you could acquire your wife. And also now the kesef minole. How do we know that there's such a kinyan of kesef? You could marry your wife with money. Because Gomer, we learn it out from kicha kicha misne yefren. We learn out the kinyan kesef from Xavier Shov with the word kicha kicha. That ksif hoch, it says over here in the pasha of getting married in the Vorm Chav Beis, ki yikach ish isha. If a man takes his wife, so it says lashon of ki yikach. Now kicha means a lashon of a kinyan. Oh, ksif hosm, it says over there in Bereshis by Avraham Avinu, when he bought the Moros HaMachpel off Ephron, it says over there, nosati kesef hasoda, I'm going to give you the money for the field, kach mimani, take it from me. In other words, kach mimani means I want to buy it off you. So there Avraham Avinu bought the field with kesef. So you see over there, buying has to do with kesef. So you have here by kedusha, when the pasuk says kiyikach, kiyikach also means through kesef. So since we know you can marry your wife with kesef from the word akicha, a kiyikach, and yikach means a lashon of a kinyan, that's why our mishnah also starts off with her isha niknis, to use the word nikness, a kinyan acquiring, and not just using the word of the isha, miskadeshes. Now, the kicha ikri kinyan, and also how do we know that kicha is called a kinyan? Because the pasuk says, hasod ha-shakon Avram. In other words, we know that Avram really bought that field. So in other words, now when we read that pasuk that says, nosati kesef hasod kach mimeni, the kach mimeni means, like, you take the money, I'm gonna acquire this field. This field will be my field. So from the word kicha kach, we know it means kinyan. So therefore, when the pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha, also means you acquire your wife through, with money. So since our Mishnah talks about kesef, and that kesef means kinyan, we learn now from the word kicha, therefore the Mishnah wants the also lashon of kinyan, talking about how you acquire your wife. That's why it says, isha niknis, and it does not use the word of, ha isha miskadeshes. Inami, another pshat could